Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Live across Australia on SEN Track, Giddy Up with Gareth Hall.
Welcome back to Giddy Up on this Thursday morning, 18 minutes past 9. This man's in for a busy, busy weekend. He is the superstar horse trader in Kieran Maher, and he'll play a major part on a Saturday, both at Rose Hill and also, of course, at Flemington. Kieran, good morning. Thanks for your time, mate.
Morning, Gareth.
Are you more confident going into an Australian Cup than you were with an All-Star Mile with Pride of Jenny?
I was extremely confident going into an All-Star Mile.
Yeah.
And I'm very confident that she's in great order and she's trained on and she's pulled up very well. But yeah, completely different race, and it's pretty exciting all the same.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what she can do over 2,000 metres. I don't know, when you had a look at the speed map there in an All-Star Mile, you thought, well, there might be a little bit of pace. The New South Wales galloper for Sarah Ryan was in that contest. You had like a Mike Moroney's galloper as well, that you thought that she might have to work to get to the front. But here on Saturday, there's no real pace here to bother her in the first part.
No, well, attrition. As it worked out, the All-Star Mile, there wasn't a hell of a lot. Her sort of pace anyway. She'll have to temper that a little bit as well. As I said, she's pulled up very well and seems in very good order. Done a piece of work on Monday, deck rode her, deck baits, and she said she felt super, and you want to take on, last time she took on 2,000 metres, she's arguably in a, well, not arguably, she is in a lot better form than what she was last time she took it on, and was on a backup last time. So, I think she has relaxed, she's furnished more, she's got stronger, and, really looking forward to it.
Do you still have to do the same tactics in a way with her than what you've been able to do over the mile, because to win that race or to win those races, she just breaks their hearts in the middle stages. Do you still have to do that to win a race like this over the 2,000 metres, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, she, as I said, it's completely different a mile to 2,000. So, there's no doubt she'll be leading to get the fractions right is the key. And Def, he's got a lot of confidence in her, as you would, given what she's done, and he rides her very well. It's a bit of a give and take scenario with her. Getting her to, you don't want to have a fight with her, but you got to get her to do what you want. And he grasps that very well.
Yeah, it's probably a little underrated, really, what the job that he's been able to do with Pride of Jenny, because it's not easy to get out there. First of all, I would imagine to be brave enough to run those sectionals and then have the ability to understand your horse, and she's got to be able to do it, but then to have the skill set and the clock in your head to pull off that plan.
Very much so. Yeah, he's done a super job, and yeah, you do need, to be brave to do that. You know, everything's very heavily scrutinised these days, and yeah, he does do it very well, and you know, the mayor too, the team have done a good job with her as also, you know, just bringing her along and you know, there's all the little 1%ers that make a massive difference.
And we all know that you're the very best at what you do, and you've been able to go to new levels because you've been able to do the 1%ers, as you pointed out, and the new technology and the data that you're able to gather in and get to know your horses better than you would usually do in previous years, and since you've taken over with all of that data stuff. But then you've got your well trained eye. What's your gut feel with all of the information that you see with her, with getting a strong 2,000 metres?
Yeah, I think she definitely will.
Yeah.
When a horse is on a mare like that, as in that sort of form, like you could see what she did in the spring, and she's arguably in better form, and so yeah, I think she's going to be very hard to beat and whatever, but it's certainly shaping up to be a really sizzler race, doesn't it?
Who's your main danger?
All of them.
Yeah, that's a very good answer, Kieran. We'll run through a few of the other runners. Senegalia in the first race. Can that galloper cause a bit of an upset?
I think she's improving. I think she'll improve off last start. I think it was a reasonably strong race. It's a reasonably strong race again, but definitely will improve, maybe each way.
All right, then. What can you tell us about Jerova on debut?
Yep, trialled in Sydney, trialled well, and it's just a nice horse, prepped up really, and I thought, you know, there's a bit of sting come out of these races now, and I thought on debut she might be able to sneak a bit of black top.
Oh, that's exciting. Yes, Lulu's knocking on the door. She's been pretty good to kick off her career.
She's been fantastic.
Yeah.
She's got it all in front of her. She's going to furnish. She's done a great job for her first prep, and I think she'll run very well again.
What are you recommending to the owners with recommendation? Do they go to the Bobby Hoystead at Flemington Saturday, or you go to the Country Discovery at Yarra Valley Friday?
Well, Yarra Valley is a very tight track.
Yeah.
And the Discovery, it's a really competitive race, and we've drawn the wrong side of the track for Yarra Valley, especially over that trip. So we'll see. There's, you know, scratchings and emergencies and stuff to come in and out. So at this stage, I'd probably be leaning towards the Bobby Hoystead.
Lording's in fine form at the moment. Can he win again?
Lording's in great order.
Yeah.
No reason why he couldn't. I think this is his two wins have been super, and I think this is a perfect little race for him. Flemington will be ideal.
One of the highlights for me on Saturday is the Sunlight Classic. What a race that is. Estriella. She's come back in brilliant form this preparation. Can she do it again?
I think she can. She's set a nice gap between runs. She had a trial. She was sharp. And, yeah, there's no reason why she can't. And Buckshin, he's riding in super form at the moment. So he's got a good understanding of it.
In the Roy Higgins, you win this year into the Melbourne Cup. Strawberry Rock and Mankane represent your stable.
Strawberry Rock, super ride by Ben Millam last start in Mooney Valley. And he's on the backup. But we thought, you know, it just had a pretty smooth prep that horse, and I thought he could win that race, and I thought this race was winnable. I think Mankayan's probably he'd be our top seed. But he's been in absolutely very consistent form, and it's a line ball on what he's better at, which is 2,000 or 2,500. So he's had a perfect prep to go to the 2,600 actually.
What about Gringotts? Does he go to Sydney or Melbourne first up there tomorrow on Saturday?
Sydney.
All right then. Can he win in Sydney first up?
Well, he's certainly prepped up really well. It's a tough enough to ask. He's drawn poor in both, so he's going to have to work at some stage. So if we had a smooth run, I would say yes. If he has to work either early or late, it might make it that little bit tougher.
All right, then, some wonderful chances in Sydney. We'll start off with, we'll go in race book order, the Neville Selwood Stakes. You've got three chances there. Normandy Road is at a big price.
Normandy Bridge. He needs the heavens to open. I don't think he's won on top of the ground, so he needs it to rain, which he's probably not going to get. Cardrade and Noir, he was super in the blamey first up. I think he's got a sneaky chance. Each way. And United Nations kicking off, he'll want further.
What about Odison, who goes around in the Bailu there over the 1,400 metres as he steps up to that trip?
Odison, it was a good run in the Black Opal, sort of drawn wide, and he was getting home. I think the 1,400 will be no problem. And, he's got an each-way chance again.
Don't believe in Mornington Pier. Pier, can they cause an upset in the Tallick Stakes?
Don't believe in it. I put the shades on last start. Didn't work. Ran below par. And so, he needs to find form. I think he should. Both are drawn a bit awkward. And, they both need to step up a little bit.
In the Emancipation Stakes, this looks the race for Ruthless Dame to bounce back to the winner's circle. Are you happy with her second up?
Very happy, yeah. I didn't expect her to be leading her last start in the against the Peritrees, but she's had a solid prep, and obviously it's a step back in grade from where she was. Good draw. Jamie's in form. A lot to like about her.
Geez, your Packet and Cup winner Ashram was brilliant there, and it was a great race to watch under lights there on a Friday night. But he takes on a stronger class of galloper in the Tancred Stakes at Group 1 level. Is he going good enough to win a Group 1?
I think he is.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought, going into the prep that, he'd be lining up in a wait for age mile and a half. But he's in really good form, and so similar preparation to what he did in the spring. He went to Geelong Cup, tightened up his preparation, ran a huge race in the Melbourne Cup. So his target's always been Sydney. He was super at Pakenham, and he's a horse in form.
The most talked about horse in the country these days, one of them anyway, is Another Will. I think there was a lot of people refreshing the Australian website, the Riser website the other day, waiting to see or ring me to ask me who's going to this Doncaster Prelude to see if Another Will would have gained a start. And then the word got out pretty quickly that he would. He was $15 in the all-in markets into $2.10. He's $1.90 now at Bet365. They've jumped out of trees to back him, Kieran. How confident are you?
Well, yeah, I was pretty confident that it was the right race for him to contest. We got him up to Sydney early and he had the trial. But I was a little bit nervous I wish he was $1.90 of getting a run, but yeah. I was a little bit nervous there. But no, he certainly travelled up, trialled really well the other way, and Jamie was happy with him, and he's got a good draw, which will help, and he's obviously got a very good chance.
How good is he?
Well, he's one of those horses that, you know, they're very progressive, and, you know, he's going up through the grades and winning sort of similar or better, you know, when whilst going up in the grades. So it's quite tough to do. And and he's big, he's strong, and lovely big action on him. Yeah, he ticks quite a few boxes.
Yeah. So would you... If he gets the job done, you go to the Doncaster. Would you recommend having something on him at $9 for the Doncaster? Would you just wait and see what he does on Saturday?
There's no
I'm
way.
I'm just asking for a friend.
There's no way I'm going to answer that question.
All right, then.
One step at a time.
All right, then. What's your best for the weekend, Kieran?
What's my best? Probably nearly is. Another Will, I would say.
All right, then.
Another Will or Jenny.
Johnny's declared him anyway, another Will. After the trial, he said he won't get beaten the Doncaster. asking for a friend too. Where does Frobel Star go? Does she go to Wyong on Saturday, or does she go to Warwick Farm on Monday?
I'm thinking Warwick Farm Monday.
Yep.
I think the Barrier One. It's a bit nicer than heading out there to Wyong from Barrier 14.
All right, then. Does Estrella go to the Arrowfield after Saturday?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
It's certainly an option for her, or Adelaide would be an option for her as well.
Well, you enjoy Easter. Hopefully Easter Bunny comes to you. And, wish you the best of luck. Another big weekend for the stable. On fire last week. So hopefully it's another big weekend, mate.
Hopefully, yeah. Thanks very much.
Go and get them. There we go. Kieran Maher. They're always